Let their way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them, for without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they've digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hath hidden catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. Now, that sounds very extreme. It's an imprecatory prayer. And I think that it may be inconsistent for a Christian to pray that prayer today when he's told us to turn things over to him. But if you have an idea that somehow or another God is not going to take vengeance, and he'll do it without being vindictive, you see. He'll do it in justice and in righteousness and in holiness. You can afford to turn it over to God, and he's going to make things right, by the way. This is a great psalm. It's a great comfort and a solace for the soul of man. Now listen to David after he prayed that prayer. Verse 9, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, who delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him." David was a very poor man at this time. You'll recall that those that were in debt and those that were in distress, those that were discontented, that three classes of men came to David in that day. He was a sort of a Robin Hood. And I think that the man who wrote Robin Hood got the idea from this man David, by the way. And it was that time that David began to build up an army. But he's just a poor young boy running away, you see. And then there's something very interesting in verse 16. "With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth." They not only did that, but they made fun of David. Now, a mocker in that day was a court jester. And he was hired, of course, to amuse the guests at a banquet. And they were hypocritical. They would come in and make fun of David, running away, hiding from the king and not fighting, you know. He could slay a giant Goliath, but he's afraid of King Saul. With hypocritical mockers in the feast. And friends, they're about us today, and you'll find them in the church. I was in the church a long time. I'm not against the church, but I'm in a position to say some things about folk in the church, and it hurts the testimony of the church. And that church is the bride of Christ, and God still has a purpose in the church. And somebody needs today to do some cleaning up on the inside. We're not to judge the world, but we're to judge things inside the church. And there's a lot of this inside the church today. They ridicule God's man. They lie about God's man. And they do it in the most pious way, and they are hypocritical mockers. They are jesters in the court of God today, ridiculing God's man. And that is true. My, this is a great psalm.